right. Are we here?
Yep, we're here.
Okay. Welcome. This is the second week of our sessions for Self-Care Before Stiffs 10-Week Transformation Course. Welcome. And what I would like to start out, and I always do, is asking for if people are willing to share their successes for the week. So anyone that's on the call that would be willing to just share a quick little quip about their successes, that would be great.
I guess that's me.
Okay, go for it.
I'm going to share that I found the meditation, 10-minute meditation, to be very effective in just getting a focus and a calm and not stress eating or responding to the harried state by putting food in my mouth. And I lost 2 pounds this week, and I just meditated 10 minutes twice, so I'm loving it.
Good.
I did also find, though, the value statements a little harder than I thought.
Okay.
But I tried.
So you found some challenges there.
Yeah, I think just to get started, it was kind of like, you know, where do I want to start? But once I got on a roll, I just kind of let the thoughts come out. And I wasn't able to pick one. I'm not done yet with that part. So.
Okay. Well, great for you to start and to start thinking about it. And I love how you said you let the thoughts come rather than forcing them. They were just coming, and that the meditation was effective for you in calming, and you found that to be a great response rather than going for food. So thank you for sharing. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to start with going by is your dreams and desires are the heart of time management from the inside out, and I believe you can accomplish anything you want if you put your mind to it, such as Yvonne sharing how when she sat down and did her values, they just came. As soon as she set her mind to it, things started to progress. So first, you must be crystal clear on what you want. This is where being crystal clear in what you want is important for yourself. There's a difference between being committed to a healthy, fit lifestyle, to a healthy, fit, toned body, to losing 10, 20, 30 pounds, versus being interested in living a healthy, fit lifestyle, having a healthy, fit body, losing 20, 30 pounds. When you take the time to look at the bigger picture of your life and look at what you want, you do get a deeper picture of your core values. These are the very fundamental things that make you happy and allow your authentic self to flourish. So visualize your best self. To do that, move away from the limitations of the current moment, your perceived obstacles, and shine your spotlight on your full potential. So share with me some insights, if you would like to, or take a moment to think of last week's exercise. Did we find a deviation from living our core values and found some of our automatic values taking up a majority of our time and presence? Anyone like to share? Or if you haven't noticed yet and you're still working on it, that's perfectly fine. So what happens is when a person starts to take the steps to lose 10, 20, 30 pounds, they realize the commitment it takes to do that maybe isn't what they really want to do, and that is where the word interest comes in. That would be really nice to lose 10, 20 pounds. I would be interested in it. But the commitment is another story. So commitment is defined as the ability to carry out a worthy decision even when the emotion or the excitement of making that decision has passed. So think about the last time you exercised, were on a diet, tried to lose weight. You know, maybe how many of you have woken up in the early morning to the alarm to go work out and you're tired? You get up, you go work out, and you keep that consistent for about a week, 2 weeks, maybe a month, maybe longer. Then one morning you're just really tired, and you hit that snooze button. Boy, did that feel good. And you slept in, and you may do it again the following morning. And one morning of no exercise maybe led to 2 mornings, to a month, to a year. Can anyone relate? Was it the worthy decision, the commitment you thought you had? To truly be committed to losing weight, living a fit and healthy lifestyle, it needs to be connected to high core value. It needs to be connected to your bigger picture goal. Otherwise, it's only short-term lived, and it's not a full commitment. If it's not a full commitment, it then cannot be turned into a lifestyle change. Exercising 3 times a week cannot become your lifestyle if it's not related to high core value or to your bigger picture goal. For many people, you've made the mistake of losing weight for a while. And what we once interviewed Dr. Nick, let me see if I can pronounce his name right, Yphantides, Yphantides. And we interviewed him on Living Your Personal Best, who was once the most obese physician in the United States, weighing almost 500 pounds. And he had a bout with testicular cancer, which woke him up. And Dr. Nick's process to making lifelong changes was instigated once he realized you have to change the way you see before you can change the way you look. In his book, My Big Fat Greek Diet, he shares his knowledge from what he has learned along the way of losing 270 pounds and not finding it again. He has learned that anything short of true change is pointless. And I'm sure there's many times when the emotion or excitement of making these big decisions has passed. He needed to rethink the way he was going about his life and his body, and he called it rewiring his brain. So what is your bigger picture goal? What do you really want out of your life? What do you need to see before you can change the way you look? Take a moment in the past and think of the ways the attempts you have at weight loss or living a healthier lifestyle or just trying to become healthier, and it just seemed short-term, or you went back to old habits, you went back to old lifestyle habits or whatever it may be. So this time around, what is the bigger picture? What do you need to see before you can change the way you look? Can you see how the bigger picture goal is related to the core value of what you want to be? So the question is, why? Why do you want to exercise 3 times a week? What is the purpose of exercise? What is the purpose to change? What is the purpose to change? Your internal motivation comes when the action is in alignment with your integrity. Maybe you start strength training because it took bone density tests and showed some weakness. And this will assist in possible osteoporosis. This will assist you in preventing osteoporosis to occur. This would fall in alignment with your integrity to live a core values of being healthy, a fit woman, full of energy well into your retirement years with abundance of joy. So if your answer is to lose 20 pounds, that is not your big picture goal. What is on the other side of the 20 pounds? What does that 20 pounds represent to you? 10 pounds, 5 pounds, what does it mean to reduce your chances of osteoporosis? What does it mean for no hospital bills, no pain, being able to play your golf game until you're in the 80s, 90 years old, being strong and full of energy, confident, comfortable in your own skin, to be true to yourself, and plus not be exhausted all the time? Would those be bigger life picture goals? Does that make sense versus I want to lose 20 pounds? Am I making sense so far?
Yes.
Okay, we're getting it. All right. So some of the examples may not just be your bigger picture goals, may not just be weight loss. It might be correlated with romance, home, spirituality, friendship, work, etc. So we need a plan, a tool to use us to help us define our bigger pictures. I like to use the balance wheel. I use the example of a balanced house. What happens to a house that does not have a foundation?
Doesn't stay up long.
It will fall down, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how many times have we tried to lose weight, start an exercise program and diet, and we fall? We need to build a strong foundation first. This is the purpose of this 10-week transformation course, to set the foundation first, because life is not all easy going once we get into the flow. There will be ups and downs, but if you have the foundation, you can always go back to the foundation and never totally fall all the way down and go back. So the roof of the house represents balanced living. So how many times do we jump to the roof with a diet or an exercise program without giving any consideration to the foundation, the nurturing of ourself, becoming our authentic self? That's the foundation. Without that nurturing our inner self and building that foundation, we continue to crumble. So let's stop crumbling. How does that sound? I hear some woo-hoos.
Yeah.
So right now, with that said, I'd like us to go to the ebook and look at the 8 sections, represents the 8 major areas of your life. And let me grab mine from here. And I have more than 8 listed. I have personal development, personal well-being, professional development, career environment, family relationships, intimate relationships, physical health, financial health, fun and recreation, money, spiritual health, spiritual development, body esteem. You can come up with your own 8. These are just examples. But for each category, I'd like you to set an intention, a big picture goal, whichever one you set. And see the goal as already achieved. What would you be doing differently today if you already reached your biggest goals or overcome your greatest challenges? I'd like you to make a list, and this isn't in the ebook, but make a list, so write it down, of 5 things you would be doing differently if you've already reached your biggest goals, overcome your greatest challenges, achieved your big picture goal. What would be 5 things you would be doing differently? Because bottom line, our environment, our actions, everything we've done up to this point has created where we are today. And you have the desire to want to change. You don't want to go back to what it used to be or to where you're at right now. So it requires you to think bigger, to visualize, and to create things that you would be doing differently than you are already now, so that you can create a new path, can lead down that to the big picture goal. Look to see what's behind the 20 pounds that you want to lose. The best step to change is to see it first, not to just jump in and hop up to the roof like we have so many times before. This is also will help you see your why, your highest reason for setting this goal. Why do you want this? What is your passion? For those of you who are familiar with mission statements, this would be your personal mission statement, who you are. Your intention can be your I am statements. So there's 2 steps to this, and one is not listed in your book, so please write this down. Write your intention and your why, or your mission statement, for each category. Become crystal clear. Now you're going to choose one area that you would like to work on. What part of it needs your attention? So if you're picking physical health, what part of your physical health? If you're taking body esteem, what part of body esteem needs your attention? This is where we make a plan. What specific actions can you take to achieve this success? You may make smaller goals here to take the steps towards your main goal. Such as an example would be the main goal is building a house. What would be the smaller goals? 1, put the foundation together, the footings together, and by what date do you want that? Is that just going to come whenever that happens, whenever it gets done? Or, you know, if you're building that up, do you want to have it before the ground freezes? Then you're going to pour the foundation. By when? Then you put up the walls and et cetera. So eventually you built your house. But it takes those smaller goals. Does this make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes to weight loss, maybe it's like, what do I need to do now to lose 1 pound? Because maybe the big picture goal of losing 20, 30, 50, 100 pounds, whatever, it seems huge, astronomical. But what would it take to lose 1 pound? What do I need to change? What are the steps that I need to take for that smaller goal? Also, what is getting you in your way to giving this category the attention it deserves? Think about that. Think about your response to every little thing that comes up. And you just react and do. Could that be the obstacle? Saying no. As women, we have challenges to say no when we're asked for some help or volunteering or to do a little extra task or job at work or to do a little bit more here or there. And we just, just keep saying yes. What are we getting out of the yes? Would that be an obstacle? Would that be getting in the way of your big picture goal of becoming your authentic self? What could you do today that would give this your attention? These would be called your daily tasks, your inspired action steps. And daily tasks are defined as this. The more our daily tasks reflect goals related to our values, the greater sense of inner peace and well-being we shall have. Wow, wouldn't that be nice? I can't tell you how many clients I have had over the years that once they have gained that inner peace and well-being, the weight just drops. They use the word melt. They use the word effortless. But it's all letting go, following their core values, striving for that inner peace, that well-being. So I want you to write this definition down on an index card and keep it within your sight to help you remind you of your higher purpose for reaching your fitness goals, for reaching for this transformation in the next 10 weeks. The more our daily tasks reflect goals related to our values, the greater sense of inner peace and well-being we shall have. The more our daily tasks reflect goals related to our values, the greater sense of inner peace and well-being we shall have. What inspires you right now to take action? What feels right? Again, this comes from your authentic self. Start to recognize your feelings. They will help guide you to accomplishing your goals. What can you do to move closer to your plan goal today? What would your daily tasks look like? What could you do in 1 week that would make a difference in this area that you choose? It's not about getting to the category all at once. As you will see when you read your directions for your goals, is to rate them 1 through 10 of where you're at. In your 10, if you would rate body esteem, let's just use body esteem, your 10 should be a specific and objective statement so that you'll know when you've reached it. So whatever that is for you. So example, in the area of body and health, the objective answer may be exercise 5 times a week, making conscious, healthy choices that honor my body. If it's family development, it may be engaged in child's interests, needs, growth, and yet parent in a loving, responsive way. So you're going to go ahead and choose 8 categories. Then you're going to put an intention or a goal of what a 10 would be. Because a 10 would be that you have achieved it. The goal is achieved. It would be amazing, awe-inspiring. And one would be really not anywhere near that goal. So you would rate and see how, you know, what does your wheel look like? It's not going to look like a perfect wheel that's just going to go round and around nicely. It's probably going to have some bumps and bruises and probably look like it should crumble any minute. Ten being fully amazing, over the top, and one not being satisfied. And you're going to draw a curved line within that section. A new perimeter of the circle represents how balanced your life is. If this was a real wheel, you know, like I say, how bumpy would the ride be? How long before the wheel would crumble? And then go through the questions that I just reviewed, which is also all in your homework. And then the last, and also to make a note that a 10 you're not going to get overnight. It might take an entire year or longer to reach your personal 10. There's one particular category that I'm working on that's probably taking me 2 years, and I'm still not right where I want to be yet. But I'm getting closer. It's not at a 2 like I graded it a few years back. I say it's more of a 5 or a 6 now. And some things I have been able to achieve right away, a 10 within a few months. Some took a year, some took, so it all will be very various to your individuality. There is no cookie-cutter approach. It's you taking time to discover you, to become more aware of you and what your needs are, rather than thinking obliviously of what it is, to really take the time to know. Because the more you become aware of yourself and your needs and your feelings, that is when you can make leaps towards changing. And all of this, how does it all relate to your listed core values? Any questions?
Nope.
All right. The exercise this week, then, is continuing with your meditation, focusing on sitting still for 10 minutes. And now the next step was to see if you can pay attention to letting go of your thoughts. And it might be only that you are able to let go of the thoughts momentarily. Like one moment here or there that, there isn't a thought. But as the thoughts come, sometimes I personally like to imagine them on a cloud or in a bubble, and they're just floating away. And then the next thought comes, and you just let it float away. See if you can hold yourself from lingering on that thought. But just say, thank you for sharing, continue to move on, and then see if you can find that empty space, even if it's a moment. And that empty space, I always like to put it right above the, close my eyes, right above the bridge of my nose, right in between the eyes, the brow point. Eyes are closed, and there's that just that blackness or that emptied space. And see if you can, you know, that's where we like to focus on for meditation. But this week is to add no movement, no wanting to itch or adjust, but also now to see if we can let go of our thoughts and just let them drift through and have a moment here and there where there is no thought. thought is just empty, blissful state of being. Also, the next thing I'd like you to add is a plank exercise. If anyone's familiar with yoga or Pilates, you'll know what a plank is. And that is where you're in a push-up stance on your hands and toes, and your legs are nice, straight, and strong. You are pushing the heels away from your body. Your wrists are directly over your shoulders. And your shoulders, hips, knees, and heels are all a nice straight line. You're looking just beyond, if you're on a mat, you'll be just beyond the top of your mat or just in front of you slightly. Your navel is pressed in towards your spine, so you're strong and stiff as a board. I want to see if you can hold that for 30 seconds and try three reps. So hold for 30 seconds, take a rest. Hold for 30 seconds, take a rest. And your rest can be a minute or longer, however long you need it to be, and then hold it again for 30 seconds. It's focusing. A plank exercise is great for concentration. Focus on concentration as well as the exercise benefits is it's great for abdominal work, core strengthening, and overall strengthening of the upper body. And if you feel like you cannot hold that for 10 seconds, you may want to go on your hands and knees, slide your hips forward, so making sure the hips are not directly above the knees, but they're slid forward, and hold that for 30 seconds and see how that works for you. And then gradually move to where you're on your toes. Now your feet, if you're on your hands and toes, your feet can be feet next to one another, alongside one another, or they can be hip-width apart. I'll let you choose. The closer they are together, the more difficult it is. The further apart it is, the easier. So that's your strength training exercise for the week to start incorporating, but it also has great benefits for meditation essence that it helps you focus and concentrate and to see if you can hold it without giving up on yourself. All right, any questions so far?
Nope.
All right, for the person that's on the call, are we kind of clear on what our exercises are for this week, our homework?
Yes.
All right. And also, oops, I want to make one more thing, too, is, and I will send everyone an email at the time of this call recording, that I will start having open gym hours. And this is a bonus to you. I never put this, share this when I'm marketing the class, because I always like to add some bonuses once for those that participate and are committed and make the decision that this is what they want to do for themselves. And the bonus is the open gym hours. And the open gym hours are where you can call me at the hours I have open and ask me any questions you have, and you receive laser coaching. So that at no additional charge. This is part of the course. So next week, I'm looking at my schedule, and I would be able to do Monday from 2 to 4 for open gym. And I also will do, let's look here, an 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. on Thursday. So I got a couple hours in the afternoon, and I have an hour in the morning for whatever works out for anybody at the time of this recording that wants to do open gym coaching, laser coaching. Just call me with your question, and we'll clear it up for you, give you going, and give you some clarity and direction. All right, I'm excited. I love the laser. I love the open gym coaching. That's a lot of fun as well. All right. Then I will go ahead. If there's no other questions, we will close the call. And I want to wish everyone a fantastic day, afternoon, and rest of the week. Take care.
Thanks, Amy.